the county administrator's report, we have several items. First, beneficial acceptance. The engineering department has granted beneficial acceptance to the following projects. Sandy Cove Townhouse Community Agreement 451 on February 6, 2007. Developer is Clinton Bunning, Clinton Properties LLC. Project is located on the south side of Road 358, east of White Creek, and it's in the Cedar Neck expansion of Bethany Beach Sewer District, consisting of 84 townhouses with a clubhouse. Also, Hawk's Eye Subdivision, off-site sewer only, was also granted beneficial acceptance on February 7th. The developer is Paul Townsend, LT Associates, LLC. Project is located on Gills Neck Road in the Westerhopeth expansion of Dewey Beach Sewer District, consisting of off-site construction. And then finally, Fenwick Shoals, Phase 1 and 3, Agreement 362, was granted beneficial acceptance on February 9th. Developer is Brian Keith, Keith Properties. Project is located on Route 54, east of Fenwick Farms, in the Fenwick Island Sewer District, consisting of 20 single-family lots. And included with the report is a fact sheet. Charles F. Stutlick III, we regret to announce that Mr. Charles F. Stutlick III passed away on January 27, 2007. Mr. Stutlick served on the Sussex County Board of Adjustment for 23 years. A service will be held at noon on March 3rd at Goshen Hall in Milton in memory of Mr. Stutlick.
You got to sign him.
Do you remember him, Jordan?
Who?
And
I wouldn't listen.
The last item, President's Holiday, February 19, 2007. County offices will be closed on Monday, February 19th for President's Day. And there will not be a council meeting on February 20th in honor of the holiday. The next council meeting will be on February 27th at 10 a.m.
Thank you, Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. On February 5th, the Sussex County Pension Committee met, and I think everyone should have received copies of the minutes in their packet this week. One of the things that we went over that I'd like to bring to your attention is we reviewed a proposal and listened to a presentation from Pierce Park Group, investment management consultants. Two partners from Pierce Park Group, a Mr. Michael Schoen and a Mr. Wayne Smith, came down and spoke with us. The purpose of us possibly having investment management consultants would be to formalize our investment policy for our pensions. We feel this makes good business sense, but also helps protect our investment with future counsel on future management. Is that right? Sorry. This consulting group will review the existing asset mix. From that, they will determine the appropriate asset mix based upon our investment policy that they help us formulate. All right. They will review our investment managers, of which we have three. They will assess our risk, our performance, and costs with these managers. And they would suggest recommendations. This consulting contract would only be for 1 year, and we would revisit this each year to determine if we needed to have them come in again. The cost would be up to $25,000. Pierce Park Group, the consultants, have been in business since 1988. County government and municipalities are their specialty. They are completely independent from our investment managers. There's no fees, no ties, and no commissions. They have a business presence in all three counties in the state of Delaware. They do work for City of Dover, City of Wilmington, Middletown. And in conclusion, the Council and Budget Committee has done an excellent job in their goal of bringing the pension fund up to fully funded status, as well as being on the aggressive side of beginning to fund the post-retirement employee benefit fund. These two funds now total over $50 million. This is a large asset to manage, and we have an obligation to our current and future pensioners to manage our funds to the best of our ability, which I believe at this point is to get expert advice to help us manage these assets and meet our goals for these two plans. The Pension Committee voted unanimously to bring this recommendation to Council. So I would like to recommend, and I have a motion, or I can answer any questions you have on the consultants.
Nope, I sat in the meeting.
Well, I had a discussion with you this afternoon. However, I know that Wilmington Trust and the state, they all have these people in their staff that provide the same service. And, you know, they sat down with you and have models and things that they go by. I realize $25,000 is not a large investment for $50 million, or it's not much for $50 million, but I question if it's not an overlay, if it's if we've got two layers here of people doing the same thing.
We get, well, maybe David can answer, but very little help from the state. I mean, they do look at it as far as advice, I'm sure, on their end. In the bigger picture, because we're just a small little pocket of their money, they do it. But as far as coming down to our committee and talking and advising and then looking at the other two managers we have, our other two portfolios, I think this is a more complete approach to the whole pension plan.
Actually, Dale, I I didn't talk to you about it, but I did sit in a meeting, pension meeting, and a representative from Wilmington Trust was here explaining his some of the things they were doing, and his recommendation was that he thought this was a, he said it might be slightly a duplication, but overall, they certainly advised us that our pension committee should recommend this to the council.
And it's not unusual at all. It's mostly more common for large pensions to have pension consultants, and you said he welcomed consultants to come on board.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the returns, and when you're getting 14% return, I don't know if you're going to tweak it and get any more net out of it or not. That's pretty good, the state. So,
well,
you know,
the returns is a big part of it, but there are other things we need to do at this time. We need a formal investment policy going forward. You know, they have to make sure we stay in our mix, given that it's, you know, pensioners' money.
They would be an independent third party looking at our mix of investments and giving us advice and making suggestions as to the type of investments and quality of investments that we have. And given the size, I think we've had a pretty good history, but given the size of the fund now, we felt like, you know, having someone else from the outside with no, that doesn't get any fees as a result of making recommendations or whatever might be a benefit. And that was, and this would be for 1 year and to see how it worked out, we didn't commit for more than 1 year.
And the money comes from where?
In the personnel budget, there is a line item, programs and projects, and we would take it from
there. Enough money there to do that?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Do you have a motion, Mr. Webb?
I do.
Any other comments from the council before we do? Questions? Mr. Webb.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the County Finance Director to enter to a contract with Pierce Park Group up to $25,000 for pension consulting work. This contract is for 1 year only.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion just read by Mrs. Webb. Any questions? Seeing none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Archett.
I presume we're on here yet. Okay, I have one item on the agenda, and that is for the Tingle Road pump station improvements. Council probably remember that last week I came to you and you awarded a contract to Zober Contracting for the improvements to be made at the pumping station. What I'm here this week to do is to ask your approval of a contract with Whitman Record and Associates to provide the contract administration and on-site observation work that they do during the normal construction process. We will be doing a lot of the inspection ourselves. It is close to our south coastal facilities, but Whitman and Reckhart will be doing all the paperwork part, providing the as-builts at the end of the job, providing periodic inspections to make sure that everything is going appropriately, change orders, those kind of things. And The cost of their contract is $49,967, and it's that's an upset limit. It's based actually on time and material. And it's within the budget that I outlined last week to you when I presented it. So we're still within the budget as proposed. So I have a motion, or I can take questions.
Any questions from Mr. Archit?
Yep. Okay. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council hereby authorize its president to execute amendment number 43, dated January 9, 2007, to its contract with Whitman Reckart and Associates LLP for construction administration and on-site observations for the Tingle Road pump station improvements at a cost not to exceed $49,967, as presented on February
13, 2007. So moved, Mr. President.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion just read by Mr. Archit. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Thank you, Mr. Archit. Grant request, Mrs. Webb.
The first grant tonight, West Side New Beginnings Community Center.
Yes, I'd like to give some of my community reinvestment money.
All right.
To help with this program, it's been in existence quite a few years, and she, there's a girl named Brenda who does a very good job there, and I'd like to help with that grant of $5,000.
Mm-hmm. Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Phillips. A motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Phillips, to give $5,000 for Mr. Cole's. A capital?
Community reinvestment, right?
To West Side New Beginnings. Community Center. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried.
Next, Kent Sussex Industries.
I'd like to give $600 from Councilmatic money.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by.
Is that a countywide effort?
No, that's not a county. It will be on the agenda next week for $100 each.
Mr. Phillips to give $600, Mr. Jones, Councilmatic. To Kent Sussex Industries for a golf tournament fundraiser. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Bridgeville Lions Club?
I'd like to make a motion. I give $50, please.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to give $50 from Mr. Jones' Councilmatic to the Bridgeville Lions Club. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Milford Memorial Hospital Auxiliary.
$250 for myself and $250 for Mr. Rogers.
Second.
Is that all Mr. Rogers going to contribute?
That's all I have.
He's a little cheap, you know, Mr. Chiefs.
Wow.
I'm lucky I got that.
Well, I was thinking the same thing.
Stop.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to give $250 from Mr. Jones and Mr. Rogers, Councilmatic, to the Milford Memorial Hospital Auxiliary Hospital fundraiser. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
And the last one tonight, Delaware Game and Fish Commission.
This is Mr. Rogers, I believe. It's done over in Broadkill, isn't it?
The letter was addressed to Mr. Dukes. The actual camp's located on the southern side of Indian River Bay, but it probably serves campers from the whole county.
Okay.
You,
and
friend.
This is a new grant, no history.
Well, let's give them $100 each.
It's a conservation camp.
When I asked about that, the Green Wings, you didn't say it was a county thing.
Green Wings?
It wasn't. It was all rednecks.
Well, it wasn't.
It's a, say what?
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by.
I won't be cheap like yourself, Mr.
I'll second
Cole,
that.
But I said, I'll understand that.
Mr. Rogers, to give $100 from each Councilmatic account to the Delaware Game and Fish Commission for a youth conservation camp. Excuse me, gentlemen. Mr. Cole.
Yes, as Bob Stickles would say, it's for the use of this county.
Yes,
for the what?
Use
of this county.
Just remember that.
You could use youth activity if you chose, or Councilmatic.
Youth activity.
Just another option.
Youth activity.
It is youth activity. That would be good.
The motion will be amended to say that the $100 from each Councilmatic youth activity account. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Proposed ordinances, Mr. Griffin?
There are none.
No ordinances.
5 weeks in a row.
Additional business be brought before the council? I don't see no hands.
No. I think Mr. Kramer's going to hang in there.
We've got another
public hearing.
Another half hour break.
Excuse me, sir. If you're going to talk, you got to come to the microphone. Okay, we'll have you later. Tonight we have. We got six.
You got adjourned.
We got six public hearings.
We can't start before 7:30.
Is that correct, Mr.?
Oh, they were advertised for a specific time. So.
Mr. Kramer, can we start? Or we got to wait.
I think you should wait.
I need a motion to recess till 7:30.
Folks, for the next half hour, Dale Dukes will sing
some
gospel music.
Will you collect tickets back there, Mr. Cole?
Dale's
the offering.
Hit parade.
I need a motion second. I have a motion second
to
recess till 7:30. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Sorry about that, gentlemen.